sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into July 1st, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, the first 6 months of the year are gone. Today is the deadline for a school budget out of Lansing, and it doesn't appear that they're going to make it. The Democrats attacking Matt Hall and the Republicans because they said their approach to this year's budget was destined for failure since the beginning. Today, July 1st, budget deadline will expire at midnight. House Minority Leader Rajiv Puri of Democrat of Canton told MERS News Service yesterday that Matt Hall's budget approach had been destined for failure from the start. Last week, after meeting between Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Senate Majority Leader Ann Hall, the speaker told reporters at least eight times that the House Republicans had been prioritizing a July 1st deadline the whole time and have been the most vocal about the importance of that deadline. However, just last month, Hall said that when the Republicans pass a budget, it's going to be well after July 1st. That's when they came out with their school budget proposal, $12,000 per pupil, as well as $5,500 for higher education scholarships, come to a vote. That was back May 28th. Sent their version to the Senate and to the governor for their review. Crickets. Haven't looked at it, haven't responded to it, haven't even brought it up in the Senate. The other thing that Puri, the Democrat, points to is the House passed House Bills 4161, 4162, and promoted it as bills to prevent a government shutdown. This was an indication from the start that the July 1st deadline was not going to be met. Well, Puri went on to say, developing a budget doesn't happen overnight. It also doesn't exist in a vacuum. None of his approach had led to good faith negotiations, committee hearings, proposing budgets well ahead of the schedule, as opposed to doing it all of this last minute. Well, when they passed their school aid budget, not the government shutdown proposal, but the K-12 budget, House Bill 4577, that was done 3 weeks ago, June the 11th. Perry said he's been in constant communication with both the Senate Majority Leader Brinks and the governor, but that Speaker Hall has completely left him out of any conversations and meetings. Well, of course, they have a 58 Republican majority in the House, so why is he even going to talk to the Democrat? This is the way you guys operate when you have the majority. It's just what you do. When you have the power, when you have the gavel, you don't need votes from the Democrats to pass a budget. You have all the votes you need in the House from the Republicans. We'll continue to talk about this throughout the day, monitoring what's happening down in Lansing today as well. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Oh, once upon a midnight theory awoke with something in my head.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this Tuesday, July 1st. Joining us on the line right now is Stacy. She's over at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in downtown Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Randy.
Hey, wanted to talk to you this morning because I had a couple of people. I monologued for you since you were out of town last week. And I explained some things about what I had experienced with you and through the treatments I had. And a couple of people reached out to me and I said, you know what? That's a really good question. We're going to have to ask Stacy when she gets back. So one of the things that they were dealing with is neck pain. Her husband broke his neck years ago in a accident, car accident. Mm-hmm. And his upper, I think she said C3 and C4 are basically fused together.
Right.
And obviously, you're not going to, you know, chiropractically adjust those vertebrae now that they're, you know, welded together, basically. But they wanted to know, is this treatment, the laser light treatment, is this something that would eliminate the pain? He has excruciating pain, especially after working all day, being at work, walking around, trying to, you know, turn his head as he's talking to people and dealing with things. Sure. But found that especially as he gets tired throughout the day and he's getting ready for bed, the pain is just really, really severe. He's been taking anti-inflammatories, Tylenol, Advil. He's tried everything, Motrin.
Yeah.
And that was the question they had. Would this laser light treatment help eliminate or alleviate the pain in his neck?
And not only for him, but we have other clients that have come in for similar reasons, either a surgery, an accident where they've done everything they could, et cetera, and they're left with some pain and obviously a little less mobility. So this laser, it has a mechanism to it. One of the lasers, it actually blocks the pain, the signals that go to your brain, and it decreases the nerve sensitivity. So my is yes.
Okay, so it's the pain receptors that you're talking about that this laser subdues it.
Yeah, it blocks the pain transmission to your brain.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay. Yep. And again, you're saying this is just one of the two components of the laser light that does that.
Right. Right. Okay. But due to the decreased inflammation in the other laser, there could be some less edema, which is also less pain. So, you know, another pain blocking mechanism right there.
Gotcha. And,
but it also involves production of high levels of painkilling chemicals in your body, such as endorphins and acephalin from the brain and the adrenal gland. So your body actually makes its own painkiller too.
Wow. And this is all stimulated.
And this is all encouraging.
By the laser light.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And for example, we had a lady come in, so you must be having a lot of pain for someone about my age, middle age, to come in with a walker. Due to an incident, right?
Right.
And this was a couple of months ago, and it was strictly, you know, her knees. She came in a walker, she got treated, and the next time I saw her, she was with a cane. Mm. We treated her, and that the next time, and now her cane is gone. She was still hobbling, but was doing much better. And yesterday I saw her, and she was running around, and I'm like, wow, you look like you have no pain. She was, you know, like anyone you'd see on the street. And
sure.
She's like, well, it's so little that until I get my knee replaced, you know, it's nothing. And she has to do a lot of walking for her job. So she's doing much better. So to be able to walk fast within 2 months and get rid of, you know, go from a walker to cane to nothing and hobbling to looking like you're, you know, not injured. That was quite wonderful in, you know, maybe a half a dozen treatments.
Okay, very good. So
it can be gradual.
That's what I was going to say. It's gradual because, like you say, people get immediate results with it. Others,
right.
It takes time.
A great percentage are like you. But there are, it is a larger percentage that are more like her, where it's gradual. Right.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right, got another text for you. Wanted to know how it works someone who's dealing with constant sciatica, lower back. Mm-hmm. The back seems to go out, and then the sciatica seems to be pinched. They'll go to their chiropractor.
Sure.
They get an adjustment. It relieves it. But they're saying, is this something that could also augment or supplement the chiropractic adjustments?
Most definitely. That's why we have it.
Okay. And explain exactly. That process for sciatica and lower back. How would you treat somebody with the laser light that have those conditions?
They lay on the table. I maneuver the lasers over top of the person. It has to be on skin. It can't be on the clothes. It has to be direct. And sure. Then I work with the programs, and we try a certain joules that are not wavelength. We have a specific wavelength, two of them. One is for the swelling or inflammation, and one is for the pain reduction. And we do whatever we can, what is, you know, the standard of care basically for this laser. And if that doesn't quite do it, I can usually adjust things and try it the next time with something different. So it's trial and error. And what they have scheduled is usually great. And sometimes we have to adjust it and work with it. And that's what I'm there for, is to try to figure out what will work for you.
Right, absolutely. Well, one of the things I noticed, especially on the shoulders, and this is something that mm-hmm. I get a lot of people, they know about my shoulder issues, one replaced, one surgically repaired, but it was amazing how quickly my shoulders responded and how the pain went away, and it lasted for quite some time. My main thing that I want people to understand, this is, like you say, somewhat trial and error, but at the same time, you've been trained and you have a book there that basically tells you what programs to use for what symptoms, what areas of the body, so you basically know where to start off with and then take it from there.
Right, exactly. Well, they had to do a number of experiments just to find out what worked for each area themselves, and when they programmed the computers. So I like to start with all of that, obviously, and mm-hmm. But there are exceptions to every rule.
Sure, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Good. So let me ask you this. Based on the new clients coming in, and we started this off initially with a 2-pack discounted price for our listeners. Mention the show, the radio station, mm-hmm. Chuck or Randy, yeah. Get a discount. How many repeat customers after the 2-packs, whether it's been successful, they've tried it out twice, are a lot of people buying additional treatments? Are they coming back, or is it on a need-by-need basis?
A very great percentage are getting a package and bringing someone with them, and then they might even share the package, a husband-wife team, where they're like, hey, let's truthfully, they come in with their worst problemed area, and then sure. They go on from there. So they might have come in for a knee, but now they want to work on a wrist, an elbow, a shoulder, something else also, and they just want to experiment on the worst area first, make sure it works, and then move on from there. And then obviously you need a package if you're going to add 3 more body parts.
right.
Yep.
Because
exactly.
Things definitely change as they go through this process. Well, I want to give out the phone number.
Yeah.
I want to give out the phone number right now before I forget. 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. And they're located at 323 North Main Street in downtown Sheboygan, right across the street from Mulligan's Restaurant. If you know where Mulligan's is, it's right across the street on the west side of the road. Final little thing that I did want to bring up, and I know that we've talked about this many times. Explain real quickly, because I just got another text somewhat. I know the answer, so I'm going to tee you up with this. Explain the ATP. What is it, and what does the laser do regarding ATP in the body?
Okay. It is adenosine triphosphate, and it provides energy to drive and support a lot of the processes within your skin. So to activate, it gets activated by the lasers themselves going deep into your skin. It activates the energy, so to speak. It makes ATP, but it energizes all your cells so that they can kick out the debris and the toxins and take on nutrients and oxygen so that it can replicate, you know, reproduce themselves in a healthy way and make what we just spoke about, what the, you know, the reduction in swelling. So it activates the lymph symptoms or systems that drain the swollen areas. And it, you know, what we were talking about, what decreases the nerve sensitivity by blocking the transmission of these cells to the brain so that you will have 30 to 40% increased healing times. So it's just like a little miracle laser in it, and you don't even feel it when you're getting treated.
Right. Yeah, that's one thing that's really interesting. One of one of the other process too is later on throughout the day, even the next day, as these cells start to regenerate and the pain receptors seem to be somewhat numb from the laser. It's amazing how you want to immediately say, okay, I think I'm good, you know, everything's good to go, but you definitely don't want to push it, as you know, right, especially after a day or two of the treatment. Even though you're feeling better, you definitely don't want to push it.
Well, you really want to let your body heal itself. For example, if you have a lower back or a sciatic problem like you're speaking about, and sure, I treated you and you now have no pain or very little, and you feel like you can bend over to pick up brush or do yard work, bending over at the hips like you used to, obviously that's nice that you don't have that pain and it's a much funner, a more fun life, but you really don't want to do that. You want to give yourself 4 to 6 weeks to let it heal and get more laser on it so that you're continually creating the ATP so that it continually pushes you forward in healing, you know, at a greater rate. And so you just, when you come in, I will probably have you circle on the calendar, act like you had not had this done yet. And whatever activities you could do comfortably beforehand, that's what you do for the next 4 to 6 weeks. And then you just start slowly. You don't jump right back into it.
Right. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
You can't feel it necessarily, but you know that your body is healing and you want to make sure that you allow it to and not re-injure it and have to start over again, so to speak.
Right, exactly. Well, that's basically what my situation was. Mm-hmm. I had to get out there and weed my flowers, and those darn weeds, man, they keep coming back. But right now, you know, it's like, okay, I'm sorry, but I got to heal up. I got to have a couple more weeks off. So, well, I greatly appreciate you coming on today. Good to have you back, and thank you for answering those questions. Again, if you'd like the phone number, just text me LASER, LASER. My phone is set up to send you back a screenshot so that you can get a hold of Stacy's office and set up an appointment to go meet her. Again, the phone number is 231-627-4300, 231-627-4300, located again, 323 North Main Street in downtown Sheboygan. So greatly appreciate you, Stacy. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, Randy.
Have a good day.
You too.
Family Hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.